Okay, Gutvach, everybody. We're holding here Perek Chaf in the middle. So he's speaking here about the mitzvahs that the Avos were nitzave, and the mitzvahs that they did what they did without being nitzave, and why different mitzvahs were roy specific different Avos. Now he's going to speak about mitzvahs esse versus mitzvahs lois esse. Omnam kol zeh be mitzvahs esse. So since Lemaisa Mitzvah's essay, each one is mashma a person somehow. So b'meila, even if they aren't mitzvah, they wanted some ashlama. Al mitzvah's leisas is eman kinyan maila klal, rakshu mechuyif leyasa, dovaza embaza kinyan maila. So he writes that there's no maila person gets. It's just that it's usur, and he says it's also because it's a tzivui, which is very, it's strange. In other words, basically what he's saying is there is no, it's not parallel to Mitzvah's essay where we say that there's a maila to be had, but rather it's a minias achisorin. And that it's a chisorin only because it's a tzivui. It's kind of very interesting. Why don't we say that eating treif is a chisorin in the etzem, and you know, and it says to want mitzvah on it? He learns not like that. He learns that mitzvahs leisa say don't give a. They're not being mashed of a person not doing it. And b'mila and b'mela, he says rakim ba ver liyada v'nitzel mekabla zeschar kidisipere kamediktushin. So the schar, the positive aspect, the growth in ruchnius of mitzvahs losa say, is the fact that the person was able to prevent himself from doing it. It's the listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not doing it. That's what he understands over here. So not eating chazen itself is not something that is a maila. It's if an avera comes to you and you start yourself doing avera, the not doing avera is the maila, and the maila there's no pointer. That's what he says. So again, the raya here is has a lot you can ask on it. I mean, a woman is be'etzem potter from, she's not shayach to tumah. She's not shayach to baltakif. So b'meil, of course, she can't get ischar because it's not even, there's no kiyum of it. Mashayin came by a man, there is a kiyum, it just wasn't mitzvah yet. That, those are his points. That's the morale's point. Okay, now he has a kash on that. It says in the Gemara in Avi Psochem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kosh, is going to give a kosh bracha, and Yaakov is not going to want to do it because he said, I'm married to two sisters, I'm not roy for it. So I don't understand, how is there even loisa say, if you tell me that there was no aveira even, it's not the pshat, that he could or could not have done, but there was no point to it. So what's the problem with marrying two sisters? Ze inyan acher ki Yaakov shenosa beis achoyes yada koy roy shesh beis achoyes. The Ral says in Netzach, he explains that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters wasn't a mikra. In other words, Yaakov Avinu was looking for shidach. He wanted Rachel, then we found Rachel was to get Leah, so he married, ended up marrying two sisters. Yaakov Avinu recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim would shtel avek the zivug of Yaakov only through two achoyes. And it gives over there a reason that that just like Shvatim are split into many Shvatim, and that's part and parcel of what Shvatim are. The gestell of a Shvatim had to be through a split house as well. It's part of what Shvatim were. So Yaakov recognized that his household is a household built on Shtechoyas. But Dovaze also besaif. So he says, in the perspective of Deiris, that Yaakov Avinu's household has to be built on two achoyes, and two achoyes are usher in the long run. So that is something that's lacking in Yaakov. In other words, Yaakov's ziva could only be built on something which is in the perspective of Deiris asa. So it's not because he did an iser or wasn't careful or should have been manea. It's the fact that if the only way it could happen is through this, by stesa tachisar in the person. Yitzchak was also allowed to marry two sisters, but being allowed to marry two sisters and having to marry two sisters is two separate worlds. So Yitzchak Avinu in the Tkufa before Matan Torah was allowed to marry two sisters. He didn't need to marry two sisters. So b'meila, there's no chisson in the person. He did not end up marrying two sisters, but it's saying there's no chisson in the gavra. Yaakov Avinu is the only way he could shtel avek a home was with two sisters, so that means that there's a chisorin in the gavra. Umati turtzcha the comments of tovei tavach pralam beis hashchita v'hachein sheyetel gira nosh b'fneim k'mandam in sayach gira nosha v'yikshu v'tois v'es hayin it was nitzav v'shem afagal lo nitzav v'shem atzim mekayim v'mo shchita so lefize in kasha the because chilek avsh gadol gira nosh is a lois hasei and if they weren't mechuyev, they wouldn't be have any reason to do it. Shchita mitzvasei bevarim mekaimim al gada dainzay stalkos shazapol levayla. So that's a very interesting raya. Over there you see hogufa. Taisus yesikash. It says they did two things. They did shchita and gira nosha. So it's a raya that they were mitzuve on gira nosha. Taisus kasha is what's the raya that they were mitzuve gira nosha. Why don't you ask on shchita? What's the difference in shchita and gira nosha? The Tais says, what's the raya that the mitzvah gira nosha? Maybe they did it without being mitzvah. The maral is, what about shchita? Why doesn't he say shchita? The Tais says in shchita there's a makom being mekayim without being mitzvah. In gira nosha there's no makom being mekayim without being mitzvah. Then he has another thing that he's mitarets. Oh, you chose the kusha gadol in Perek Rosh by Kalayim. It says you're allowed to make a tachich lemeis. Taisa says Aiza Loigla Rush, because you're not allowed to go in Beis Akvaris with a tzitzis, so you see there's no Loigla Rush. So that's Taisa's kasha. Lefid Vareinu, he says, Loikasha Klal, Kim Shemes Potam Mitzis, and Loika, so he says, Enkan Halogala Meis. There's no Loigla Rush on Kalayim, because it's a Lois essay. A Mitzis essay, the Etzim would be Shaykh to him. It's meaningful, and he can't do it. That's called loig l'rosh. A mitzvah loisa say, if he's not mitzvah, then it's a chlal, not a problem. It means he's lacking the ability to be kind of shlemus. By the way, it's very interesting. The Maral has Sfarim on Gemara. We have an Erevin, a Bar Metzia, some other Masechtis, Psochim. The Maral, it gives his own Terutzim for Tosis Kasha. It doesn't have a problem with it. In other words, like over here, by us, If Tosis hears a kasha and he says differently, so Raya Tosis all different than us. He doesn't have a problem with that. he says, you know, it's, you know, he says, I have a different tirutz. He says, don't tirutz me. Yes, Tosis is kasha. This is don't tirutz him. And that's that. Okay. Now, one more nekuda. We saw before he explained that Avram is miyuchat to Torah because it's called, because of chesed is the core mid of Torah. Yesh b'medrash she Yaakov omer le'esav im lovan garti alf al pikein tarimitza shemati. In kei mochol she Yaakov shomer kol terek ma'avram. Ulefizet, so chlema, according to this chazal, we have to say ki Yaakov ho yimuchin gamken l'chol terek ma'avram. V'atan kwa shamanu. Shatoyer tikkore teres chesed, d'chsutos rashayna, which will look at soch Avram shiosa chesed terek ma'shizbaya. The cane of the kach of a cane probably kach tikra teras emes al shem sheish boy ha emes habor. So this is explained before about the eish chayra and the eish levana. So lekach zocha Yaakov shemidosa emes al teira kirechsip tidem si Yaakov ches Avram lekach hay kolecha hin Avram Yaakov real kol teira Avram tadechesa teira Yaakov tadechesa teira. So both of them have a chelik of the entire emes and chesed. Before, it said before that emes is not possible to emulate in this world totally, but al kapanim, it's a mida that shayach that defines Torah, and b'meila it's possible for him to be shayim kol Torah kula. Well, the fizem hashama taymis is kiyamti very nasi bezachoyes. So now the question is back, how can you say Tayag Mitzvah Shemarati? Tachas he didn't. For whatever reason we'll say, but Tachas he didn't. Ratzoloima ki elu shtachoyis nosar de Ruach HaKodesh. De kemoy shekimu kol atara de Ruach HaKodesh. Ka chutra lehem gamkein eiz a mitzvah ad de Ruach HaKodesh. Now I want to explain something here a minute. The halacha that we can't be a Navi can't be Rashoy L'Chadish Dava is built on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is that Adon Kol HaNaviim, and since Torah comes to us through Moshe Rabbeinu and no Navi can be Makhish Moshe because every Navi gets his Nevuah through Moshe, Navi Kamoini and Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sherish of Nevuah. We got Torah through Maimon Har Sinai, which is a pchinas upon we ourselves. So you need something of equal stature to be mevatel Torah, and there is nothing of equal stature. A Navi is not of equal stature, and until and unless there's another Maimon Har Sinai, it does not shy to mevatel it. Masha Ein Kein, if my kiyum of Torah is built on Ruach HaKodesh, the medium through which I am Omer on Torah is called Ruach HaKodesh. So I guess like a mosque, like a Pesha, as a Pesha Hitta, the Ruach HaKodesh is telling me to keep all these mitzvahs except for this case. So this has to do with the Sherish of what is the mechanism through which the Torah is binding. Is the mechanism, so if the mechanism is Maimar HaSinai, you need an equivalent to be Mevatlet, and there is no equivalent for us. Masha'in Kain, if the mechanism is Ruach HaKodesh, so Ruach HaKodesh said to keep Torah, Ruach HaKodesh said to battle the Torah. U'bazer she'nosi akibayz achoy zulus elo shtayim, kiyim ishal achoysa loy tzikach. Rach elo bayz achoy shal Ruach HaKodesh, kei sofik izim k'shavosim ha'shem esmach le Ruach HaKodesh. So he says a cute knait over here. He says, so how do we, okay, very good. We explained why you are mekayim kol, why it's you're allowed to do it, but becholifin there's no kiyum of it. So he says here that if you're going to call the losa as a kiyum, so he did not marry any other two sisters. It wasn't the pshat that he went around with the attitude that two sisters are mutter, and he would take two other sisters, whatever. It's just like a person. Imagine a person. Does a mitzvah, he wears kelayim in his tzitzis, in the tzur that it's mutter. we don't say that he's not Mekayim Kelayim. He's Mekayim Kelayim because there's a din of Esed Echeloisase. And wherever there's Esed Echeloisase, that's its Kiyum. Kelayim is Nitche for an essay. So Yaakov Avinu's attitude towards denying the two Achoyas was not that they're Mutta. It's Doicha because Ruach HaKodesh told him to do it. So he held by the Issa two Achoyas, and any two Achoyas that Ashat would have presented would reject it. Ruach Naleya, he felt what two Achoyas that Ruach, I felt Ruach HaKodesh told him to marry these two Achoyas. The Fizer or Loima Kigam Yitzhak Avinu Shechman Ove Shaila Maila Lyona, by Krav Mal Satira, and Gamke Makayim Kalatira. So we could say, once we're saying that these two others, the Rishon and the Achron, had a darga, so even though it doesn't say about the Yitzhak Mefurish, one could extrapolate and say he was Krav Lamazatira. Raksal Kolpanim Yesh Chilik Vashay Nehem. Avram was Muchal Gamila Tira, he was like a Mitzuva. And that's why it says, "Viksiv Yaakov Shama from Bekoili." Yaakov was not so mesugah, like you explained that the mid of Emes is not so shaytas. So therefore, it doesn't say that Shama Bekoili. But Yitzchak lo yimuchin gam kan alter shik mo Yaakov shemaynu. Konker mekayim term atzon veispel hakol nochem veisugim som elu and so on. Okay, let's start the next parak. So now he's going to start and speak about...
Can I ask a question before we go?
Yes, sure.
Is that the same concept as a Novi allowed to be Mechadesh and Mitzvah only for one time, not the Doris?
That over there is, I guess, over there, the Pshat is it's not called he's being Vatal Moshe's Torah. And more than that, that itself is Gonos. That's a halacha that we, it's a Torah Shebaal Peh that we have from Moshe. So, and it's not a stira be'etzim because the substance of that is not a bitul, but an override. There's two nekudas there. First of all, Lo Yitzira wouldn't be such a halacha. Or a Navi comes along to us and is mevatel Torah in a way that Torah doesn't allow for it. Navi comes along and says, Rabbi Isai, I mean, like Christianity and Islam did. They came along, they said, Rabbi Isai, I, the Navi who is greater than Moshe, have come along and told you Moshe's Torah is over and we're starting now my Torah. That can't be done because that's Be'etzim Miksais Moshe's Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu allowed for a Navi like Elio, Hira, Shah, so it's not a stira. It's not a stira technically and it's not a stira in substance. Because he's not saying I'm being mevatla mitzvah, and he can't. If another comes with mevatla prayer, he can't. He's saying override. So we in halacha have override. As the derchalosa say, chatek sheyeske chavercha an aver vetzibur a tzibur tzarich of a mitzvah. There are all sorts of different gedarim. So it's not a bittul, an external bittul. No one's coming along that Moshe didn't give him the permission to do it and doing it. And it's not a bitl mitzvah, the substance of it, because he's not saying that he's being mevatli other mitzvah. He's simply saying there's an override for that mitzvah.
So is that the same point that Maharal is saying, that over here he's not overriding the Isser of Shtachas, he's just
a hutcha. It's a b'china of a hutcha, so that means I am keeping my two achoyos, and if any other occasion would come to me, or somebody would ask me a shayla, I would say no, it's not. If you're keeping Torah, it's not good. He was given al de ruach hakodesh an override, and if he's given an override, so now he can do it mitzad the fact that his whole adherence to mitzvahs is mikrach that. That's the okay.
Just can I
yes.
Yeah. Also, is this the same point that the Nefesh HaChaim makes about those that weren't being makbir on Zman Tefila, and that he says also that the others did the mitzvahs, like, because with the inyanim in mind more than the...
Right. Well, that's a simple, yeah, the famous of HaChaim is a simple approach. He said that they were looking at the Toelas in Shemayim, and Bimela, they started with that by recognizing how Chashim Zah. So b'meila, the cheshbon goes with what makes bigger tikkunim. We don't have luxury. We keep it because we're told to do it, and b'meila we just have to look at the tzivuyim and say yes or not. Yes, that's his point. Okay, I think I've told of the there's a gewaldic avert from the Imre Emes. The Imre Emes became the Rebbe after Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes was the one who shaped the Gerach Sidis, and the Mahalach was that they davened 10 o'clock in the morning. Shabbos morning, the minyan was 10 o'clock. They went to the mikveh first, and they learned 2 hours before, and, you know, they did what they did, but tachlis, they davened 10 o'clock. The Imre Emes became Rebbe, and the first week after the Shiva, he gave a klap. Zman Krishma is 7:30, we're davening 7 o'clock. So the Chassidim were devastated. I mean, it was the whole day was structured, and they always mentioned. They couldn't, I mean, they had to deal with it. So they sent two or three of the Skanim to the Rebbe, and they said that, you know, the Rebbe probably doesn't understand how shvach the Chassidim are. And if the Rebbe would only understand how different it is, you know, when they're making themselves and they go to mikveh first, they learn a few hours and they do achonis to tefillah, the whole tefillah is a different surah for the Chassidim. Chassidim don't have the ability to be able to keep up with such a, you know, mahalach. So the Emes sent back, so the Emes, you know, is a man of few words. He said, That was his back forth. In other words, he's saying, you know, the argument that he's making is it would be so much better if he put a little dvash, that the Torah would be so much more effective. The answer is, but it says you're not allowed to. And that was his point. You're right. The tefillah is a lot better at 10 o'clock in the morning. The Torah, it just says it's not right. So, same idea.
Is there any way to understand the other tzad, the Sfas Emes?
So the other tzad, well, the truth is like this. No one, if you daven Krishna before, the question is always where to put the b'di'evet. And as long as there is gehalten, listen, al pi din, they should daven v'sikin. So why yeshivas don't do chazish daven v'sikin all his life? You know, why don't the yeshivas daven v'sikin? Tert says it would wreak havoc with Sturim. So there's always a trade-off. You always do kiddush before tkiyas. Kiddush before tkiyas was a sore point. In Hungary, they would die for not eating before tkiyas. Rav Henkin would call up Rav Aaron Kotler every year before tkiyas and tell him, you know, if you're looking for schosim for Yom HaDin, and someone came to Rav Henkin and said, you know, it's very hard to you know, Rosh Hashanah, it's and that, and so on and so forth, at long day. So he says, yeah, I understand that, and I'll tell you what we do by us. We don't sing a lot, and we daven very pamelach, but there's no singing, we don't sell piyutim, and we're through by 11:30, and Darlon can, you know, can no problem. So which one is right? You know, yesh v'yesh. I can tell you in the Mir Yeshiva, in the Mir versus Panovich on Duchnik by Ne'ila. In the Mir Yeshiva, the whole davening Yom Kippur is built around making Birchas Karanim by Ne'ila. And for those of you who've ever had the pleasure of davening Ne'ila in the Mir Yeshiva, it's a race with the clock, literally. It's quicker than a bullet minion. Everyone who knows that, and it's because the Chavim Beres Karnim. Reb Chatzke Levenstein in Panovich was a ghost. He said, "I don't know what are you talking about. It's Ne'ila. If you're holding my Beres Karnim before Shkia, then you'll duchen. If not, you won't duchen. But I don't understand something. Where does it say that you have to kill Ne'ila in order to make duchning? If the chazan is not holding, he's not holding. That's all. My shver, and I'm sure that the Yerushalmis and his father said, I don't stand. Do all the piyutim in the world hold a candle to Birchas Karnim? Birchas Karnim is the Raisa. It's you know, Akadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarech Klal Yisrael. Say piyutim before, say piyutim afterwards, say tilm. Do whatever you want. Those are piyutim later. And it was two attitudes, which is right. I don't know. You know, it's part of a perspective. It's not not shaykh to put an absolute right or wrong. You know, it's some, as long as the red line is if it is absolutely awesome, if there's no way around it. That's a red line and that's it. But if you're talking about different areas, davening mincha, eating before mincha, mincha gdola, mincha ktana, all these things were you can only be mahadir in one area, and you have to be mevater in another area. So davening vasikin would be fantastic. I mean, there's an endless amount of chazal about how wonderful it is. And the yeshiva would be havoc. And so you daven at a time that the yeshiva decides, and that's it. The v'chein hala, all those things were like that.
Is there a way around Zman Tefillah?
You can daven till Chatzos. It's a Chatzilla. So once you're talking about better and worse, you know, there's an old Chassidish Shavart. We're both the same. I don't daven the Zman Tefillah, and you don't daven in the Zman Tefillah. So we're both equal. Now, So get rev up your engines and go earlier. In yeshivas, the marshal, in some yeshivas, the kepeda shachar is an incredible kepeda. In some yeshivas, it's, listen, he's sitting there learning till late at night. Wink at the is not coming for shachar's, but the maisa he's putting at night. Other yeshivas, the attitude was, if he's not coming to shachar's, then we're raising a dor of shkotzim. It was unthinkable. The Litvish yeshivas was unthinkable in Hungary and in the Chassidish places. The things that you are mezalzen, fakir, who should be more makbe these things than yeshiva bach? When you get older, you become a bus, you're a little more makel these things. But yeshiva bach should be up on time, yeshiva bach should not go on the stage, yeshiva bach this. And literally just was, you know, smach bach be'al desecha, they need to have fun, they need to have this, they should get a brand of learning and finally. Yesh v'yesh, that was not, you choose your priorities and then everything else you put in as the effort. That's the way it is. It's not...
What the Morales thing over here about Mitzvah's voice to say, how does that stem with what he said earlier in the Sefer, that it's shut, that if I remember correctly, the voice to say is the tzur of the Adam and being...
Yeah. I would assume that he's saying that that's only true if you draw a red line and you push past the red line. What are you trying to do? Lamasha, if I tell you that you're not allowed to go on the front lawn. Now, if I go on the front lawn, the question is, what am I doing? Is it because I don't care about your authority? Is it because my time to be on the lawn is so big I'm doing it? But if there's no tzivu, it doesn't have a chalam mitzias of isa. That's, it's strange about it is, I mean, using this line of reasoning he's using over here, it's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzave these things out of thin air. You tell me be'etzem, eating gidan nasha is not a problem. Be'etzem marrying two sisters is not a problem. So, and therefore not doing it doesn't give you any shlemus, or being oivan, it doesn't take away from your shlemus. So then what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzave? His whole point in the beginning was that all these things are inherently good and bad things, except klais or shayachted, or muslims not shayachted. Here he seems to be saying differently. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. Okay, so I guess we'll hold it here. I think next week we'll be able to learn in Beis Hashem, and then afterwards I think, I don't think we will be able to. So Beis Hashem, next week will be the last one before Pesach. Okay.
I just wanted to share with Rashi and the show that we had a baby boy.
Mazel tov. This is God of Tochu Mazel tov. When was that?
On Wednesday night.
Oh, wow. Very good. Okay. The Seder
Sintas. Thank you.
Okay.